Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Move! The whistle and a beat. Underrated.
Yes, it is.
Underrated.
Very much so.
Get the whistle back in there. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day, we'll get back into the Falcons. The trade deadline coming and going yesterday, and certainly the game coming up on Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. Mark Schlereth going to join us, our Odyssey NFL insider, as he does on Wednesdays at 1:20.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he called the Saints Panthers game.
That's great.
I think he did.
I can check that and make sure, but that's awesome info to get. Yeah. I know that he's called some of those games before, which, you know, that sucks, because I think Stink does a great job. That means he's on the bottom team.
Yeah.
That means he's on the absolute last team, which I think he's better than that. I think he probably deserves to do some better games, but whatever, he's doing games, so that's fun. And then we'll get to an AMA in about an hour as well.
Yeah, me watching football, I rarely give a damn who's calling it. I do. But it's always funny when Jonathan Vilma calls these games, because –
yeah, he's noticeable.
Because I'm
he's noticeable.
Okay. Put my hand up, I like the dude.
Oh, really. Seems like a really nice person.
Yes, he really, really is a good person and everything like that. But if he just was Jets Jonathan Vilma, would it be a bigger issue if he was, you know, Saints Jonathan Vilma?
Probably not for a lot of people. Okay. For me, it would be the same.
Okay.
I just don't. Again, I don't know him. Sure, he seems like a really nice
very
guy.
Good dude.
Very smiley.
Very, very good.
Seems
brother.
Upbeat.
Very good brother.
He just says wrong stuff a lot. like I don't ask for that much
very good brother.
When it comes to the broadcast. This is just some general accuracy on the information is all I'm looking forward to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
But like, no, that's wrong. That's totally wrong. What he just said is not true. But yeah, I mean, but again, likeability is a big part of it.
Yes.
And obviously we understand like where the Falcons fans just not going to like him for various reasons, played for that team and all that kind of stuff. I guess the general public maybe does. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, just try to clean up the facts is all.
Bit.
If you can.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's all verifiable. You know what I mean?
Yes,
just
it
a
is.
Quick Google search.
It is.
I know they probably have producers and stuff like that as
well. But you're going at 100 miles an hour and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. And that may be true for some people to criticize. Can we do all right? we're sitting here talking live into microphones 3 hours every day. It tends to mostly be, and we're not always right, but it tends to mostly be on point. But either way, let's get to the back page with Abe. Not today, it isn't. It's the back page with Abe. Hi, Abe.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good.
You may not care often who is calling these games, but recently in the baseball postseason, I had some issues. Doesn't feel like it's going to be an issue anymore. Here are the comments from Bob Costas.
And I felt that I couldn't consistently reach my past standard. There might have been individual games or stretches within games or moments in games that were just the same as if it was the 1990s or the early 21st century, but I couldn't string enough of them together. And I have too much regard for the game, for the craft, and for whatever my own standard has been to hit beneath my lifetime batting average.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Costas is a legend. There's no denying it. Yeah. He has been unlistenable in recent years.
Again, don't pay that much attention to him. Bob, 72.
I think I really like Bob Costas.
I like him.
I do think that was a bit of an arrogant way to say that you're stepping down.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be so great that it's unfathomable for me to not be great anymore.
Yeah.
And I can't do
no,
it.
No. It's not that, Andy. It's a standard.
Right.
That he holds for himself.
Which is that I was great, and maybe even the greatest.
Yeah. Maybe I was
He only stopped short of calling
maybe
himself
I was the
greatest.
Greatest one.
No, again, I think at a time he was. He was awesome to listen to, and I thought he did a wonderful job. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know Bob Costas was doing playoff baseball games the last couple of postseasons.
Did not even know it.
It's a career well-lived.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Called everything.
Congratulations to our old Bo Johnson, who now officially has key in hand.
Beautiful.
Way key in hand way for go, Bo Johnson.
Way to go. Way to go, brother.
There you go. This one has taken a couple of turns over the weekend and spilling into yesterday as well. Joel Embiid shoved a journalist after an article that mentioned his deceased brother and questions about his desire and drive to play. The NBA announced yesterday that Embiid was suspended 3 games without pay for shoving that media member. Comments from Joe Dumars in representation of the league. While we understand Joel was offended by the personal nature of the original version of the reporter's column, interactions must remain professional on both sides and can never turn physical.
Okay. First of all, when are you going to start serving a suspension?
He's starting it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
He will be back, I believe, November 12th, okay, which is part of the.
All right. Okay.
Do they still call it NBA Cup? Is that what they're calling it now?
Oh, that's
in season tournament.
Is that
whatever.
Time already?
We got some games coming.
That time already.
Damn,
we got some games
is
coming.
Is that time already? Okay. You can't, as much as sometimes you want to, put your hands on a journalist. Yeah. You can't do that. I don't give a damn that he did, though. I don't give a damn that he did, because don't ever do that.
Yeah.
Take a shit. Don't put my people in, because this was a hatchet job by him.
It just, yeah.
You don't do that.
It didn't make any sense. Like, going in and reading it.
He didn't have to do that.
No, to get to the point that he was trying to make, there was no reason to bring in Joel Embiid's son or his deceased brother, who his son's named after.
Yes.
Like, it didn't.
The article doesn't change without that sentence in there.
No, it doesn't.
And that's where it deems becomes unnecessary.
But the thing about it is, who approved him for that to be printed?
I don't know. Like, there's an editor.
There's an editor
or a process.
Or
maybe this guy is so revered that he gets to write whatever
then,
he wants. I don't know.
After it happened and everybody said it must have been him. Talking about the report.
Oh, people knew who
people
it was.
People knew who it was,
yeah,
and everything like that. And again, you can't put your hand in there, because if you could, there'd be a lot of beat up media guys and journalists.
Sure.
Because
sure,
that's all they have. They got
sure
the word of the power of the pen to be able to write something, and people read it, just like how Kevin Durant called Stephen A. Smith a clown. Because what they do is they get on these TV shows and they say these things. And then, because people look at that too, oh, it must be true then. And then you're going to start thinking that about Kevin Durant, which is probably not even true about him, but because
right
this guy said it on TV, and then, you know what I mean? So that's all that was, right? The power of the pen. But yeah, I'm not mad at Joel Embiid for doing it. He just can't do it.
Yeah, it doesn't change the way I feel about Joel Embiid.
No.
I mean, I guess it doesn't change the way I feel about the journalist either, because I didn't feel about him at all. I guess it does. I didn't know who he was or feel anything about him. And now I think he's a jerk, because I think that was a bad way to go about that article. I guess the better way to do it would have been what? Just to be like, hey, like, this is ridiculous.
Yes.
This guy should print a retraction or something like that. Like, but that doesn't feel adequate. it doesn't really give you that satisfaction that you're looking for in that scenario. It's a weird time where this is happening,
mm-hmm,
right? Like, this is happening where media people do stuff,
mm-hmm,
and oftentimes it's over the line. Like, this article was over the line for sure. It didn't make any sense. Was weird and dumb. And then guys are reacting. Like, Diggs in Dallas got, mm-hmm, after that reporter a couple weeks ago. I don't know that what he did was over the line, but still, he went after him. Like, I don't know. It's not a good trend. Because it feels like a trend.
Because it is.
Yeah.
Because
not good.
Is.
At the end of the day, it brought clicks to the whatever that author, whoever he works for. And that's part of the problem, is it kind of...
Does he want that?
Yeah, no, that's true. I think in the long run, it's not a win, but maybe the article does get that. I'm not sure. I don't know. Again, that's a bad standard.
If we see another article about Joel Embiid penned by the same guy, we not clicking on it to see?
I'm not ever going to click on an article that this guy writes ever again.
But I have a question. It's like, okay, because we understand what the whole thing is with Joel M.
Not that I ever clicked on one in the first place.
Not playing and all those different things. And because what he did and how they messed it up, or did they mess it up by coming out already and saying we're not playing back-to-backs and all those different things.
Yeah. Like criticizing Joel Embiid's ability to stay on the floor is a reasonable criticism.
There's a reasonable criticism.
Yeah. Now,
most of the article is fair.
But I'm thinking of it to this point here. If this is what's going to take him to get to where y'all need to go as far as the championship, why won't you just, you know, deal with that? Because what does Philadelphia want more?
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
The 76ers.
Right.
You want a championship. Yay!
Hey! Seems like maybe you shoot a text before you show
up. Hell yeah. Huh. Like he was going to break, so I can go cuss his ass out.
Wow. Okay.
One quick one. The match. Superstars is going to take place over 2 days later this month. You remember the matches, that golf thing they do?
I can answer your question. No, the answer is no.
Ken Griffey Jr., Charles Barkley, Michael Phelps, Bill Murray, Mark Wahlberg, Wayne Gretzky, Nate Bargatze, and Blake.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Griffin.
Who the hell is Nate Bargatze?
He's a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Is he my funny?
I don't know. You might. He's like kind of dad funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know,
he doesn't cuss ever.
Oh,
which is kind of weird.
Then he ain't my funny.
But he says stuff about being a dad and a husband that you might chuckle at.
Really? Okay, yeah. You know, I like my comedians to cuss.
No, he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that.
I wasn't a big fan of
Bill
Cosby. There's
absolutely nothing controversial about his comedy whatsoever.
Oh, really?
Like, you could play it at church.
Yeah.
Like, and it would be fun. But that's okay, though. Like, if you're funny enough, you can get away with it.
I'm sure there are gospel, like, Christian comedians. I'm sure there are, right?
Probably.
You think so?
Probably.
I'm just trying to think, what would be, like, if you're a Christian comedian, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
What would your jokes be about?
Satan.
Would it be about like
taking shots at Satan?
About almost sinning?
Like, or temptation?
Yeah, or temptation or something like that. like you were sitting.
I don't know. Look, man. Like, funny's funny.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And I bet there's people, and I'm sure they exist. We just don't know who they are. There's people that are funny enough.
And you don't have to curse to be a good comedian. I know that.
No, for sure.
Yeah, but no, I'm just curious. Like the temptations of. Of a Sister Renee in that white dress, you know, something like that.
Well, it feels strange saying this now, but I mean, that was kind of Bill Cosby's thing. He was super clean.
And that's why I said I never, but I never was into that.
Okay.
Yeah, I never was into it. But they say it was foul language before that, though.
Oh, was he?
That's what they say.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we know.
We'll leave him alone.
Bill's a freak.
Yep. Yep, yeah, that's right.
Bill's a freak.
All right,
nasty ass freak.
We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We appreciate you being with us. It means a lot to us. They'd fire us if you weren't. So thanks for being there. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.